Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we are ripping off the emergency brake on one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves, how to stop playing it safe and put yourself out there. Let's get into it. This is a topic I definitely want to explore more. I hear it all the time. I'm stuck in this job, stuck in this town, stuck in this relationship, stuck in this weight gain, stuck in this routine. And I'm here to tell you straight up, this is a beautiful self-soothing lie. You are not stuck. You are an adult. You are a human being with a driver's license, a library card, a Metro card, and the freedom to change literally anything in your life right now with one decision. The real truth, you're just playing it safe, you know, and you're finding comfort in your routine, comfort in what is, and fear of the unknown. So know that you're not stuck. You're just simply standing in your own way. You know, you're standing in a familiar place. You're afraid to step into the unknown, and that's okay. We've all been there. You know, that space between where you are and where you want to be, that can feel heavy and confusing at times, and even sometimes crippling or paralyzing. But what if the truth is that you're not as trapped as you think? You're not trapped at all. What if you just been protecting yourself from the level of discomfort of growth? Because growth is uncomfortable. The unfamiliar, the unknown is uncomfortable. And when you're in the process of elevating and moving up, there is a level of discomfort for growth. So this episode today is your wake-up call, the reminder that your comfort zone may feel safe, but it's also where your dreams quietly die. And we don't want that. I know I don't want that. So playing it safe might keep you from failing, you know, but it also keeps you from flying. So deep down, you know that there is more that you can do. There is more to life that's more fulfilling, more joy, more purpose, more, you know, desires. The only thing standing between you and that next level is the fear. The fear disguised as security. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but fear sometimes is your security blanket because it keeps things familiar. It keeps things as it is. And you're not really moving up. You're not really elevating. You're just being there, stuck, comfortable. So you are capable of more than you've allowed yourself to believe and take in. And I just want to let you know that stuck feeling that you've been carrying, it's not a life sentence. It's actually a signal. It's like a stop sign. It's like a red light. It's actually your soul's way of saying there's more waiting for you when you're ready to move out of this comfort zone. You don't have to have it all figured out. Do it while you're in the process of, you know, getting there. Do it while you're afraid. You just have to take one brave step forward in the midst of it. So that's what we're going to unpack today. We're going to explore what it really means to break free from habits, fears, and limiting beliefs that have kept you playing it small. And you'll really get an understanding of letting go of perfection. Perfection, that could be the enemy at times, and learning how to trust the process and embrace change with confidence. So you'll discover how to rewrite the story you've been telling yourself, the one that says you're stuck, and replace it with the new one that says you're growing, you're evolving, and you are rising. So life begins again at the moment you stop letting fear make decisions for you. You are not meant to settle. You are meant to soar high. And the world is really waiting to see that. And it's really your time. It's time for you to look at things differently because, you know, you're really just in comfort. So take a deep breath and get ready to step out of your comfort zone and release that need to play it safe. The life you dream of isn't waiting for the perfect time. It's waiting for you to have courage to put yourself out there. So I just want you to know you're not stuck. You know, just playing it safe, that gets you nowhere. But you know, from this moment forward, you can change that. It's time to move. It's time to have, you know, action where you could really get yourself out there. The first strategy and the nugget I want to unpack with you is the comfort of getting out of the cage. Sometimes we put ourselves in these invisible cages that we can't see, but they are there. Think about it. When you say I'm stuck, what you're really saying is I have identified the path to my desired outcome, but it requires me to do something uncomfortable. And let's be honest, doing something that's so brave, sometimes that can be frightening. And that's where that level of uncomfortability comes from. You know, think about this. Maybe it's like the job you hate. You're not stuck. You're just playing it safe by collecting, you know, a guaranteed paycheck instead of risking a gap in your income to find something that actually lights you up, something you really enjoy. Think about that dream you keep putting off. You're not stuck. You're playing it safe by prioritizing the comfort of your current identity over the terrifying possibility of failure. That itself just cripples people and keep you stuck in this little bubble. And that's even scarier than massive success. So a lot of people don't want to face that truth, but that is a harsh reality that, you know, being so successful in putting yourself out there, that requires a lot of courage, that requires a lot of resilience. And that also you may fail, you know, the possibility of failing. That really makes people not starve because they are crippled and afraid to move forward. So know that the comfort zone, it's not, you know, it isn't a beautiful garden. It's actually a cage built out of certainty. So, and that certainty is the enemy of growth. It feels good. It's predictable, but it keeps you small and very limited. So don't be that person stuck in that cage because you want to be comfortable and you don't want to risk anything. You don't want to have the potential to fail, but failure is a part of success. Like sometimes that's a part of the program. So you have to be willing to say, you know, even if I lose, I still win because I'm going to move forward and I'm going to learn. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to find other strategies and other solutions to be better. So think about that. Like, do you want to be in the cage or do you want to be in your garden where you're planting things and you're harvesting, you know, your future, like for that growth? And it takes, you know, things to grow. It takes dirt to grow. Are you willing to have some things come your way, you know, out of the blue? You know, that's a part of growth. And that's the raw truth, you know, of risking it. So let's get raw. You know, every single thing you want is on the other side of an action that feels like a risk. You know, quitting that soul-sucking job, you know, that isn't a risk to your stability. It's an investment in your sanity. So always think about that. Launching that idea, that isn't a risk to your savings. It's a testament to your courage. So telling someone how you really feel, it isn't a risk to the relationship. It's the only way to build a foundation of authenticity. Hey, so you are one choice away from completely having a different life if you choose to risk it. Put yourself out there. Stop playing it safe. There are so many risks that are worth it. But the choice requires you to accept two truths. And I want to talk about those two truths. The first truth is, I just want to say it. Let's keep it real. You might fail. You might launch it and it might flop. You might try it and it might not work immediately. And that's not failure. That's a learning point. That's data for you to understand and reflect on, to analyze, to pivot and move forward. And let's get into the second truth. Here it is. We're keeping it real. The second truth is you might be judged. People will talk. Oh, they will talk. Whether it's good or bad, they will talk. They talked about Jesus, the disciples, and they will talk about you. People will have opinions. They will question, why you quit that good job, or why are you putting yourself out there? And here's the magic. Let's keep it real. Their opinions of your life is none of their business. And what they have to say, it shouldn't matter to you. They're still in the cage and they haven't got out. And I'm going to keep it real. They don't want to see you out either. So don't let their fear become yours. You keep your visions and you stay resilient. And know that there's things to do when you doubt yourself, what you can do about it, how you can get out of that level of comfort. So know that you actually have to walk the walk, and it's really to identify your safest bet and destroy it. So name your safe spot. Where are you playing it safe right now? Think about that, and I want you to reflect on this and be specific. Here's an example. Just random. So here's an example when it comes to fitness. This could be for anyone. I am playing it safe by avoiding the gym because I'm afraid of looking weak and I'm not looking like everyone else at the gym. So that's just an example. Identify your safe spot. Where are you playing it safe? And then here's another truth. Identify the first unsafe step. What are you going to do? What's the smallest, most uncomfortable thing you could do to shatter that safe spot? And we're talking about taking baby steps. So here's another follow-up on that example. I will walk into the gym today for 5 minutes and just stretch in the corner. Small baby steps. That's what we're talking about. Take that leap. That's the third step. Do the thing today. Not tomorrow. It's about getting out of your comfort zone. So stop calling yourself stuck. You are an ocean, not a pond. You are a mountain, not a foothill. You have the power to move. The safe path is the one you're currently on. The exciting path is the one you have to build. So just keep that in mind. And honestly, that gym experience, I've had that many moons ago, and I just went in there and did my thing. I even had a personal trainer. My personal trainer was like, we did some drills together, and he was like, wow, you still have a lot of energy. Let's do another set. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Sometimes you have to just get started, put yourself out there, and just get out of your comfort zone. Whatever you're afraid of, do it afraid. That's like half the battle, is just showing up, honestly. Like, whatever scares you, whatever you're afraid of, like, here's a perfect example. I know I got so many examples today. This is real life. I've always like had this thing with heights. Like, sometimes I used to be on the second floor looking over the balcony, and I just really used to freak out. It used to drive me insane. And I remember for one of my birthdays, and I had my friend, and I was just like, hey, one of my closest friends. And I'm like, she's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'm like, I'm going to go parasailing. And she's like, you're crazy. You're afraid of heights. And I'm like, yes, but I feel like the best way to get over that fear is to just go out there and be all up in the air. And she's like, oh my gosh, girl, you're crazy, but I'm down. And we did go parasailing, and I will never forget this. You're going to be on the boat, and then they're going to like put you back in the water. They're going to dip you when you're coming down out of the air. But because we were on the boat and we were like, oh, it's my birthday. She was like, oh, it's Alicia's birthday. And they decided to give us some extra feet, like height in the air. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that did not just happen. But we were up there. We were like singing songs. We were like, oh my gosh, if we don't make it off of this, like just what ifs, so many what ifs. But just being up there, I actually had fun overlooking the water. And it wasn't what I thought, because I'm super afraid of heights. But when I was up there in the moment, we just never identified that fear. We was just having fun. And then by the time you knew it, they were dipping us and dropping us in the water. Then they were pulling us back. on the boat. So that was exciting, but also it was scary in the beginning because I initially knew that I was afraid of heights, but I wanted to get over it and I did it. Sometimes you don't have to be that adventurous, but that was me saying, like, I'm tired of having this fear. Like, I don't want to be afraid of that. And now I'm good. Like, I'm in New York on rooftops. Looking down, rooftop brunches, dinners, like, it's nothing, you know, top of the rock, like, doing that, done. So that was a moment where I just said, enough of this, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And sometimes it's not going to be like that. It won't be as, like, smooth as my little parasailing birthday adventure many moons ago. But the point is, you have to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid. Take that initiative. Get out of that invisible cage and do something that's going to propel you. Do something that's going to make you fulfilling. Do something that's going to make your life extraordinary. You can't get there by being comfortable and having that security blanket of playing it safe and going through the motions. But everything that you want is on the other side of fear. So you have to ask yourself, am I willing to be uncomfortable to get to the next level, to grow, to advance, to be the person I've always wanted to be? That decision is yours. And it's today. Now is the time. Like, tomorrow. Why wait tomorrow? Why wait until tomorrow when you can do it today? We've really unpacked some serious gems today. So know that the real truth is you were never really stuck. You were simply holding on to what felt comfortable, what felt certain, what felt safe. But growth doesn't live in comfort. It lives in courage. And courage begins the moment you decide that playing it safe costs more than taking the risk. So know that it's the moment. Now is the time to stop letting fear hold the pen. The job you outgrew, the relationship that ended, the opportunities that passed you by, they were not signs of failure. They were invitations to move, to evolve, to choose yourself again. So you've learned, just from this episode, I hope that playing it safe may protect you from pain, but it also blocks your full potential. So know that the walls you built for safety, they became the same walls that kept you from shining bright, you know. But know, now it's time to see that safety isn't found in staying still. It's found in trusting yourself enough to move forward. So you don't need to have all the answers. You just need to have that courage to take one step in faith, to believe that something greater is weighty beyond what you've known, and that growth will stretch you, but it will also strengthen you. It makes you resilient. You know, that change will change you, and it will also free you. So are you ready to be freed from the cage that you built to play it safe? It's time to take that leap. Apply for that new job. Start that new business. Leave what no longer feels right. Speak up. Love again. Believe again. You deserve a life that feels alive. Not one that feels like survival. Not one that feels stale. Not one that makes you feel stuck. And know that if you need permission, this is your permission to slip, to live boldly. You're not stuck. You're actually transforming. You're not behind. You're actually aligning. You're not lost. You're actually finding your way back to yourself. So the next time fear whispers, what if it doesn't work? I want you to whisper back, but what if it does? Because this time, you know, you're not playing it safe. You're playing for purpose. And that's where the real freedom begin. So unlock that cage and step out boldly into your new reality. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take courage, and it's going to take faith. You have to believe in the things that you hope for and be certain of the things that you do not see. Now is the time for you to be bold and put yourself out there and know that you're not stuck. That's just something you're telling yourself. You have full potential and you're capable of so much more. The question is, are you willing to apply yourself? Are you willing to hold yourself accountable, to see it through, to see your visions, your goals, to make them reality, to build that life you dreamed of? Are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to put in that commitment? The decision is yours, so act now. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real Raw Relevant. Stop calling yourself stuck and always remember, you are an ocean, not a pond. You are a mountain, not a foothill. You have the power to make moves, so stop playing it safe. It's time to be bold, so now go and build it. Until next time, stay real, stay raw, stay relevant. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.